What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Let's get it. Another season, season 8. We're kicking it off, guys. And thank you so much for tuning in from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate the love, the support you guys continuously do, the comments, the people that do reach out on a consistent basis. I just love all you guys. Thank you guys so much. I've missed this. This is something that I'm starting to understand and identify that this is Mike's aura. This is something that makes Mike who he is. And it gives a lot of understanding to things that I used to do when I was a child, things that I used to do as I was growing up. You know, it just, it puts one and one together, and I realized that this is not just a thing that was in my mind or in my heart. It was something that was me that was in here. So here we go. Let's kick off season 8. Have an empty chair right here with me. I wanted to, you know, so many thoughts run through my mind because I'll be honest, I had a list of candidates ready to interview and a couple of them have canceled. No hard feelings. I'm not mad or disappointed or anything with anybody. At the end of the day, it's time that is donated, gifted, blessed, and I receive it, right? And why did I want to do this episode and why share this? Awkward, like he has no guests and, you know, and it must feel weird. You know what? Those thoughts do run through my mind. It is something that I was thinking. I'm like, man, dude, it's not going to be a great season because I'm missing this and I'm missing that. And then God quickly tells me everything that happens works for his good for those that love me. And you know what I wanted to do? Like always, I want to take that time to be vulnerable. I want to take that time to say, look, guys, I know exactly what this feels when you want to give up, when you want to throw in the towel. Crazy, right? Like, I'm just starting season 8, yet I'm already contemplating, should I even put a halt to this? Should I stop this? Like, why are people not wanting to do it anymore? And why the ones that were my friends are no longer my friends? And it's been a season. It has been a season, let me tell you. But God. That's why, guys. But God. In a time where you think, nah, man, I don't want to show people that I don't have anyone. Or nah, it's not cool that, you know, I had so many people around me at some point in my life. And I go through what I'm going through, and a lot of them had left me. Like, it's not cool. But these are things that could either break you, or these are things that could either make you. You choose what you want to do with your pain. That's why we're here. Because the few, the very little, the people that are willing to listen to what I have to say, I know for a fact you guys take this and say, you know what? I know exactly what that feels like. When you lose a specific person in your life, but then that causes a avalanche around you, and you find out who people are. You find out what it's about. And again, this is not taking shots at anybody. People can say, oh, here we go. You're going to say, what about this person and that person? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm simply stating a fact that this does happen and that it could either make you or break you if you don't have that identity in you. The thought came to my head, why even start the next podcast? Why even start the next? It's going to start in such a demoralizing episode. Like, we're kicking off season 8, yet we're doing it because cancellations, right? And even as I'm saying it right now, I'm like, man, dude, it does feel a little whack. It does feel this. But the calling is greater, and that's when you have to know, push through. Even when you don't understand. So I wanted to take the time to answer a few questions that throughout the episodes, throughout the podcast, even mean ones, a lot, I want to take that time to show you guys the bullets that one takes, right? Because ultimately, there has been many people that tell me, man, Mike, that blessed me. Man, I didn't know. But when I saw this podcast or when I heard this clip or when I saw this short, it really hit. It really blessed. It really did this. And that's why we do it, right? So I want to take a few minutes to answer some questions and show you guys that although the emotion, although the feelings tell you, don't, like, what for? It's just a waste of time. You got to do what is, you got to obey. Because when you obey, that opens up the doors for something totally different. Being honest, here's a question for you guys. Do we always want to go to the gym? No. But if we go in there and we really work out and we put in a work, even if you don't, say you go in there just for 30 minutes and all you do is walk on the treadmill, that's 30 minutes you would have never had if you would have just never gone and you would have just quit. And that's what we're doing here. This is what I want to encourage other people. This is why I started this podcast, because not only do I want to bring beautiful stories and great stories, but I want to uplift. I want to change. I want to have a good time. I want to laugh. I want to be able to look at the past and say, man, that hurt. But I also know what it feels like to get up from that. Man, that was a crazy moment. Beautiful. Thank the Lord I was able to live that life because I have what I have now because of it, right? So there's a lot of different things. Now, to start with these questions that people have been asking, and I'm telling you, I'm not gonna cut it short. Let me put it like this. Some of the questions I am gonna answer, and some of the questions there's actually no need to answer. And people can say, "Oh, well, here we go. There you go." And you're not gonna be full transparent, full vulnerability. No. Do not get it twisted. There is a difference between being vulnerable, and there is a difference between giving people ammunition. Two totally different things. I'll be vulnerable with the people that matter. I'll be vulnerable with the people that depend on me, the people that help me, the people that guide me. But you'll see one of the reasons why one doesn't get too vulnerable with everything, because people will use it against you. I'll give you an example. Here you go, right? Here's one of the comments that I've gotten throughout this entire podcast season in my social medias. It's from everywhere, from social media to here to emails, everything. a little bit uncomfortable, but let's get it. Why do you even have a podcast? You only have this platform because of her, right? You receive that comment. Naturally, old Mike used to be like, well, I'm firing back. Like, oh, heck no. Like, this person's not getting away with it. Now, I've come to the conclusion through a lot of healing, through a lot of understanding, I do my best to just not even respond to that. Because if I feed into that, well, first, look, keeping it real, keeping it vulnerable, right? Like I told you guys, in the past, when I would get something like that, it would really set me off. Like, it would really hurt. It would really put me in a mood where it's like, man, people are right. That's true. And oh, man. And I would get sad and then screw it, then just give up on the podcast. But this is when healing comes in. Healing starts telling you, ask questions. And what type of questions? You start asking questions like, why does that offend me? Is it true or is it a lie? And if it's a lie and if it's not true, why does it hurt you? And then you start at, so then I start going through that process of like, man, in the beginning I used to believe it, but now I know it's not true. But why does it hurt me? Well, it hurts me because there's a little boy inside of me that doesn't believe I deserve certain things. And if I don't deserve certain things, then I'm going to self-sabotage myself. So as soon as people start saying things like that, I am going to agree with them, and that little boy doesn't deserve it. And that's just one circle. It could be layers of this, right? Like, I'm not the most intricate person with all the terminology and know exactly what to say, but I do know one thing: God. And when you allow God to heal, when you allow God to heal, God starts showing you certain things. Like, you are worth it. Why would you think you're not worth it? I gave up my son on the cross so that you can have eternal life, so that you can have a life in abundance. You think you were the exception out of everyone in the world? You think you were the exception to not want to receive this blessing? No. You start fighting the lies in here with the truth of what the Bible says, with the truth of what the Word of God says, what love says. Remember, guys, love is God. God is love. God doesn't have what you and me have inside of us for family members, for our loved ones, for our little ones. We have a little bit of love inside of us. God is love. There is no portion of God that is just have a little bit inside of us. No, he is love, right? So he shows us when he covers you with that love, when he showers you with that love, he starts showing you things like, no, wait, you're right. I am worth it. I do. And I start fighting the lies with the truth. So comments like that, eventually you, again, I don't have a problem answering that question. If someone were to tell me, why do you even have a podcast? You only have that platform because of her, right? Now, if it's someone that's genuinely asking me that question, if it's someone that it's like that is in my close to my circle that is for reals asking me the question, I don't have a problem answering that question. When you're only doing it because you're trying to put an insult in the question, and you only have to insult someone, belittle someone because you got to make yourself feel better, then that's when I have an issue, and that's when I'd rather just not answer. Let that person, like, if you got to put someone down in order to make yourself feel good, then go do it. That's just not how I roll. Now, to answer that question is, why do you even have a podcast? You only have that platform because of her. I don't know if the platform only became because of her or not. I know that this is something that God has placed in my heart. And this platform has came because of him. Has nothing to do with anyone else. And that's the reason why I do it. Because there's a calling inside my heart to want to do this. You see? I don't have a problem answering it. I have a problem when someone's trying to belittle. You guys follow with me? All right, cool. All right. All you do is cry and complain on your podcast or on the shorts, right? Like everything there that I have on my platforms. Again, it's a question with an insult to try to belittle someone else. I can fight back. I can say no and this and that, but I can turn myself blue until this vein right here is popping out of my neck, trying to defend myself, trying to portray something to show people. And ultimately, no matter what, you're just not going to change their mind. They're going to have this mindset of what they want to think, what they just, who they're going to follow. And sadly, truth be told, sometimes, even if it's the right thing, people will follow the wrong thing because of benefits it gives them. And we can go into that one, but we don't have to. You already know people will not do things that will be of an inconvenience. That's why it's so hard to stand up for what is right. That's why it's so hard. Once one person does it, then the rest of it becomes easy for a lot of different people. But it's that one person. It's that person that says, I will not sit in the back of the bus. I will sit in the front. I will not allow for this mistreatment to happen. This is fair for everybody. You gave me too much extra change from a restaurant. This belongs back to you guys. But the chain is a multi-million dollar chain. $10 is not going to be a big deal. That's integrity. That is just the right thing to do. But not a lot of people will do that until that one person does. So for that one person that feels that tug, be brave, be bold. I know it's scary. I know it's hard. I know it's like you're going up against the current. But trust me, it's more about your identity than when you actually don't. There's a little piece of you that you lose. There's a little piece of you that dies. And maybe not forever. You could get them back in the future. Who knows, right? But it's just, it's a part of you that you should have never let go at that moment. You should have had it with you, right? So Are you guys following me? What do you guys think of those questions? Be honest with me. Share with me if you guys think it's something that's smart, something that's not smart. Please share, because I need your guys' interaction so that we can continue to grow and continue to expand. Here's a few other questions, right? I love how you are as a dad with your kids. I want to share with you guys the ups and the downs. I want to share the ugly people, but I also want to share the kind people, because we don't give enough time to the people that do say beautiful things or nice things, right? So that person that made that comment, thank you so much. I try really hard. I am not a perfect dad. I am not. I fail. I can definitely improve in so many areas, but God does tell me a lot of the times that I'm talking, disciplining, having fun with my kids. God does tell me constantly, teach them. You're their teacher. No, like, who else is teaching them? Even when they make a mistake that you're like, man, that was so obvious and bonehead. God tells me, it's obvious for you because you've lived your life, not for them. They're figuring it out. They needed to see what happens if you throw it in the air and it falls and it breaks and it cracks. They needed to see what happens if they shatter. They needed to see what happens if they fall, they scrape, if they hit themselves. They need to figure these things out themselves. You can teach them. This is a possibility of what can happen. But sometimes, even though you teach them with words, you got to let them get that little hit too, right? So thank you for that comment. Another one says, we can all see the peace of God in you. Oh, I appreciate that. I only can give glory to God, because there's been many times where Mike has wanted to do things Mike's way. And I genuinely feel that tug. God tell me, like, do this and do that and don't do it like that. Do it like this and serve and give. Yeah, that's your moment right there. Do it. And I'm like, no, that's not right. Like, heck no. Do it. Fine. Sometimes I do it in that attitude, but I know in the long run, obedience is more important than attitude. I can have the craziest attitude, but as long as I do it with obedience, I think that is, again, I go back to the example of the gym. I didn't want to go to the gym. I didn't want to work out, but I showed up and I did it. My attitude was poor. It doesn't change or neglect the fact that the workout, the pump, is going to have an effect on the body one way or another. Does that make sense? I hope you guys are following me along with that. So, man, I love this. I love doing this. How is the divorce coming along? How's co-parenting? The divorce is something that, as you guys know, it's new to me. It's uncharted territory. Have no idea how a lot of these things work, but I am learning. And thank God that there's a law. Thank God that there's something that can protect you even when you and protect all of us, right? Ultimately, that's the whole point, is to make sure no one takes advantage of anybody. But when it comes to co-parenting, it was very difficult at first. Maybe it still is. But I think I've shared this in one of my stories on my Instagram in the past. I think when you stop making it about you and you really, really focus on what's best for the kids, I think a lot of that goes away. There's a lot of resentment between parents, between co-parents. And I think because of that resentment, it becomes more of a battle issue of a, oh, no, this, and I'm trying to prove her wrong and trying to prove him wrong. And I want to make sure they know this, and I want to make sure they know that. So you're not making it about the kids. You're making it about you, which is why the conflict is happening, which is why the issues are there, right? But when you really take yourself out of it, it's not about you. It's about the kids. The relationship failed. There's a reason why you guys are co-parents. Let it go. Let it go. And when you do and you make it only about the kids, you actually get to see something really cool within your kids that it's going to help them to flourish. Now, it sucks 100%. It's God did not intend for families to be separated. God intended for a mom and a dad to live within a household and have their children inside that household. Call me old school, call me traditional, call me whatever, but what works, works. And what was designed to be is what's designed to be. There's a reason why there's a desire in your heart to be a parent, to be a mother, to be a spouse, to be a partner. You have that desire in you. Now, that design, when you break it, it causes a lot of what we're living right now. Too many mixed homes. I think I can go into details into that one, but I'm not gonna. But it's too much brokenness going on. When truly marriages could be fixed, it's just a lot of selfishness. We live in a world where me, 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 what about you? You deserve it. Come on, queen. Come on, baddie. Come on, king. And it's like, dude, that's because we make life about us when life is not about us. Now, yeah, take care of yourself 100%, but life is so much better when you're serving than when you're the one being served. It's nice to be served, don't get me wrong. But man, there's something special when you're the one serving, man. It really does something to this world, to this life. Like, it's just, it's really cool. It's really, really cool. But yeah. All right, guys, keep it going. Let's see. Do you ever plan sharing your side? As of now, no. As of now, no. I don't think there's a need. I think if God wants me to, then that's a different story. But as of right now, no. I think everything comes out to light one way or another. Everything, even things that I've done, everything. I think that it's hard because I know many of us feel like if we do speak, it's gonna like it's going to do something. But sometimes speaking your side is only because you're trying to do things vengeful. And one thing that I've learned, and I thank God for all the healing that he's done in my life. Revenge never really satisfies what you're looking for or what you're yearning, right? Like, revenge will never get back what you lost. Revenge tricks you in thinking you're gonna feel better, but it only gets you in a deeper hole, legal problems, you hurt others. It's just a disaster. I mean, you guys correct me, you guys show me when in your life, when you've taken matters into your own hands, when you've taken, when you've made the decision and done something abruptly, show me the example of where it benefited. On the comment section, you guys are very quiet. I don't see that. Because most of the time, when you do something out of revenge or when you do something out of spite or to hurt someone, doesn't do anything. Crazy, right? So as of right now, the answer to that is no. But we leave it in God's hands. I'm sorry for all that you're going through. Sending prayers. Thank you so much. I send prayers right back because this hand receives the blessing, and we got to leave it like this so that blessings can keep flowing through. As much as I want to receive the blessings, I know so many other people around us, so many people on the podcast have reached out for help. I don't know if you guys remember, but November and December, I asked you guys to be vulnerable and help. Hey guys, this is my Zelle. This is my Venmo. Please donate money. There's families that are needing rice, beans, just a nice hot meal for Thanksgiving. And we quickly donated that back out to families. I asked families to reach out, and there was a couple. there was a couple that were like, dude, we just need help, an extra this, an extra that to pay for electricity or for gas or for just to keep the water running. And we were able to help certain families. And to be quite honest, like those are the things that I see on a consistent basis where God shows me like, you're blessed. Like you're way blessed. Like you think you're not, but you are. Like people that are living in United States to complain that, you know, we're struggling, to be honest, you're only struggling because you want to. You're not struggling because you need to. And, you know, I could even go into details on that one, but it's like we buy things to impress people we don't like. It just doesn't make sense. But then the people that we do like, we're not doing any, we don't have to do any of the extracurriculars because they love us just because of who we are. Those are the friendships you hang out with. Those are the friendships you're with. Those are the friendships that I got you, you got me. It doesn't matter. Next time, this, that. Dude, like, that's the beauty of it, right? All right. Keep it coming. There's a question where, or there were several questions where one time some guy was commenting some pretty mean things. He was asking things like, is this true? Is that true? And he was getting into details and offensive details, guys, like that I'm not going to say here. Although sometimes I want to call this person out because I just think it's not cool to be making comments like that, like direct comments, insulting things that have nothing to do with you, like asking questions that are very direct. Like, again, I kind of wish, but there's something inside of me tugging, saying like, nah, you don't got to give the example. But they were just very messed up and they hurt, man. They hurt because they're hitting you in a moment in your life where you're already down. I just think it's a very coward thing to do through social media. It's very easy to do it behind a screen. And I don't even care. I'm not saying, well, then come and do it in my face. Like, nah, I don't care, bro. Like, go live your life. I go live mine. And I mean, if you're happy, like, I don't know. I can go back and saying like, I'm not on my social media going to other people's life and saying like, I can't believe you just did this. And I can't believe you just did that. And you're a piece of this and you're a piece of that. Like, I don't go into other people's lives because I'm busy living mine. I'm trying to make dreams in mine. I'm trying to raise kids. Like, I don't have time to create accounts and burners and do this and do that. Like, I don't get it. I don't have the energy. I know some people do. I feel bad. Sorry, I guess. But yeah, not for me. Not for me. And if I'm not answering any of the questions that maybe you guys are thinking of, again, put them in the comment. Write it, send me an email, do what you got to do, get those questions. And maybe one day in the future, I could do another episode where I release different questions for you and we just keep it coming. Okay. This one was an interesting one. What tips or advice can you give anyone struggling financially and emotionally? Oof. Well, those are two separate questions, emotionally and financially. So one of them has to do with physical and one of them has to do with internal. I think to answer the internal one first is one thing that God has taught me, Mike, is heal internally, because when you heal internally, it blesses those externally. And I've witnessed it hands on with people around me where we're having a conversation and they're just like, I've never thought of it that way. I never thought this. And man, it, like, I'm talking to you and I thought you would tell me something, but you're talking about me. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'll give you an example. I've had friendships that come and tell me like, well, this person, this and this person, that and this and this. And I tell them, all right, chill, hold on. But what are you doing? And they get a little thrown off. Like, wait, I'm here to talk crap. I'm not here for you to correct me. And I tell my friendships, what type of friend am I if I sit here and I just let you bash the other person and I'm just like, yeah, for sure, get it, that person deserves it, for sure, you did the right thing, but I'm not doing anything to edify you, right? So, and I know people could be like, oh, fine, then I'm not gonna run to you. Well, then you know what, don't Because I'm not someone that wants to waste time. I want someone that wants to grow and develop. I want someone that can challenge me. Now, I'm not going to be perfect. There is going to be times where gossip is going to happen. Got it. I mean, again, we're all human. But there has to be room for development. There has to be room for growth. There has to be room for some type of change. So that's what I would say emotionally. Keep upgrading. Keep healing internally. Yourself, your emotions, your mind. Read the Bible. Read books that are going to do something and spark something inside of you so that it doesn't repeat. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And if you don't do any of the healing, any of the process, any of the reading, anything different, it's just going to repeat. And as you guys can see, my story ain't repeating. So I thank God for that. As far as struggling financially goes, learn to make cuts. Let's keep it real, right? Like, I'll give you an example. iPhone 17. This is a $1,200, $1,500 phone. You don't need it. iPhone 16, $1,000 phone. iPhone 15, $900 phone, etc. Right? The list can go on. And again, don't quote me on the prices. I'm just spitting things out there. But what I'm simply saying is, this is just an example. Show me the car that you're driving. Show me the shoes that you're wearing. Show me the jewelry that you have. And I'm probably going to be able to find something there that if you're struggling financially, you don't really need it. You're doing a lot of things to impress either yourself, or there's a lack of identity that I need to have. And I discussed this with Rudy, actually, where it's like you're overcompensating for a lack of something. So like for me, it's like, when do you guys ever see me Gucci'd out or Louis Vuitton out? Oh, well, you don't do it because you don't have it. Well, yeah, you're probably, that's 100% true. But number two, I think even if I did, not in that, I would rather do it in something else. But maybe it's also a thing of growing up and learning certain things. Man, I used to think this was the right thing to spend your money on, but it's ridiculous. It's better to do this or that, invest here, invest there. Now I've understood, to be honest, we all can make better decisions financially. We all can put away $50. We all can put away $100 monthly and allow it to accumulate and save, and then it become a fund where it's an emergency fund for something that happens that are unexpected, things that happen, right? And you can continue to do that on a continuous basis, where let that account just grow, and then you have a little security for a rainy day, something happens. But we do Starbucks, but we do $5-6 coffees, but we do lunches, we do alcoholic beverages, and I'm not saying that everyone's an alcoholic. I'm saying when you go and you have drinks at certain bars or hangouts and stuff like that, it quickly racks up that bill. That bill goes from minimum $100 to $200 just because of alcoholic beverages. And that's something you can do to save right there too, right? Again, we could go into details. I'm someone that's like, dude, I can go down to the nitty gritty, like, where's your car insurance and who do you have for this and what are you paying at work and how do you have your taxes done? And I mean, I love all that. I geek out with that stuff because I think that really propels you and sets you for a bright future. So I think it's cool. Next question. Are you dating? And if not, why? I am currently not dating. I want to. There's a part of me that wants to, but then there's another part of me that tells me close cycles. And I listen to that part a lot. I just feel God tell me, like, don't open a cycle until you close one. And it sucks because it just sucks. But at the same time, it doesn't, because the peace that you give you, the peace that you have, the understanding of not having to look over your shoulder, to not have to worry about this, not have to worry about that. Like, there's just so much going around that stability is needed for myself, for my kids. And I actually see it. I see it when they're like, they share certain things with me that I'm just like, dude, thank you, Lord, because it would have only caused more turmoil rather than stability and peace. So He knows the reason. He knows the plans. Even when this flesh tells me, well, I wish I would. But obedience, even if the attitude isn't there, obedience is the key. Man, if anything out of this entire podcast, take that obedience. It don't matter the attitude that you're doing it in. Obedience. That's the most important thing that God is looking for in your life and in my life. Take that nugget right there, bro. And I'll finish it with this one. I think this was, I don't know if they were asking it to be silly, like to be a jerk, or if they were genuinely asking it, but to me, it was like confirmation to the calling. What's the purpose of the Mac Effect? The purpose is for you and for me to connect. For this to be a safe place for you to say, I want to reach out to him for help. A place where I can also say, I'm broken. I don't have it all together. I had an interview planned and they canceled. And it's okay. And we're going to push forward. And we're going to figure out a way to keep the season alive and not give up. I want this podcast to be a safe place where people can say, I'm not going to feel judged by him. But if anything, you're welcomed. You're received. The purpose of this podcast is to bring people close to Jesus, bring people to God, bring them to healing, bring them to a life of purpose, and to have a good time. I mean, I've been blessed by so many of you. So many of you have sent gift cards to here, gift cards to there. I mean, coffee is always welcome. Bring it on. But besides all that, the camaraderie, the love, the genuineness, that's what I love. It has nothing to do with the gift cards. It has everything to do that your heart felt a tug of, I like what he's doing. There's some connection there, and I want to bless him with this. It has nothing to do with the money. It has everything to do with the action. It's the thought that counts. That's what matters, not the coffee, not the food, not the stuff. It's those people that pray for me. Oh, it's those people that I pray for. It's the ones I have reached out, and when I send them a prayer, they are crying. It's the ones that, little did they know, when I was the one on the floor crying, their messages would come in at the right time to say, your podcast is blessing me. I am broken. I am on the floor. I'm done. Yet at that moment, God uses someone to put a message in my heart to say, bro, there's more purpose to your life than this. Ugh. So, again, I don't know if you were taking a shot. But what you did is just bring inspiration. And if you weren't, thank you. Thank you for genuinely asking a question that I hope in the name of Jesus I can transmit, because I love this. And I'm excited for the interviews to come. I'm excited for the one next week. I'm excited for the virtual ones. I'm excited for the ones coming in. I'm excited because everyone has a story. Everyone has something to share. And I think it's just beautiful. And I am just, I can't wait to see wherever God wants to take it. And I hope you guys are in that journey with me. So I hope we kicked off season 8 with a banger. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed those questions. And with that being said, I will see you guys next week with an interview. But let's go. Let's get season 8 going. Like, comment, subscribe. Let's blow it up. I'll see you guys next episode. Peace.